listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining me on Live Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Solly. By the way, the glory of God is released when we pierce the darkness. And we thank God because of his grace and mercy. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. When you call him, when you seek him, you will find him. And when the door, the Bible said, call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The light is piercing the darkness. Jesus must be glorified. So many things are going on in the world today. I'm so excited to hear that our believers around the United States are gathering to pray for the president. That's so important, to pray for those that are in authority instead of criticizing them and coming against them. That's a blessing. And also we see what's happening. We need to pray for the families of those in Virginia that were, you know, went through that shock and by losing their family members. We cover them. We pray for them that they will go through the process of restoration. Jesus, in my name, because the Spirit of God comforts those that mourn. I also want to thank all of you that are joining me on this program. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible with him. So we have a website. It's www.powerevangelism.net. You can be able to go to our website to read about the testimonies and see what God is doing, and also to register for upcoming events. We have a citywide crusade coming up September the 13th and the 14th. I'll talk about that, give you more information about it. So stay tuned on this broadcast. Also, we're going to have a guest come on by telephone. I'm going to interview him, and that is Pastor Jim Sinaro from Texas, Austin, Texas, is going to be coming on live, and I'm going to interview him. He's going to be speaking in our church, both services, the morning and the night service, in next week on June the 9th. So we have a guest speaker coming up. This year is going so fast. Today, I can't believe it's June the 1st. So time is really moving on a high speed. And we give God praise for what he's doing. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. And we give God praise for this is the time that the Bible talks about. These are the last days. And we understand that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is coming. Expect something good. So you don't have to expect negativity, doom and failure, frustration. So expect revival. Expect mighty things to happen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I'll be back after this message. 561-337-9018.
In the spirit of the glory of God, give praise. Sprint for me three times.
How do you feel?
Hallelujah. I'm healed.
To God be the glory. That's how you do it. Come on, give God praise. Look at the miracle. It's happening in front of our eyes. Look at him. Look at him. He's a doctor also. Clap your hands and stand behind him. That's the glory of God. That's the glory of God. You're free. Look at that. That's an amazing miracle. Clap your hands to Jesus. Clap your hands to Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Every time he slept, he had a problem breathing at night. Now after prayer, he said he breathed totally fine.
You're good. Jump. Look, jump, seven times. No breathing problem. You're a footballer? You feel free?
Yes.
God bless you. Come here. I'm believing that God is going to stop the ringing in her ear right now. How many of you believe God is going to do it right now?
Then I'm receiving a miracle.
The angels of God are touching you right now. All of you guys, be in prayer, be in prayer. Back up, back up. Be in prayer, be in prayer, be in prayer.
Jesus.
praise. Wendell.
She had a ring in her ear for over 1 year, Apostle. After you prayed for her, she said, no more ringing. It's all gone right now.
Turn around. Take the microphone.
God is a healer. Just yesterday, it sounded like a washing machine just going in my ear. I don't hear anything now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Worship. Put your hands right here. Lay on. Fill the house.
Thou art a fountain high above all gods.
My ear had started ringing before I got to Augusta. I've been having problems for years with my ears ringing, and I would get off balance, but I thank God my ear done stopped ringing now. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus.
For you.
Jesus, hallelujah. Nobody but Jesus, the healer, the miracle worker. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Give glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord.
May the Lord bless you. May the Lord use you. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord provide for you, and you'll never suffer again. You heard what she said? It was like a washing machine. God stopped it right now, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Give a shout of praise. Hallelujah. God bless you so much. May you enjoy all the days of your life. Tell us, who has done this for you?
Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Oh, glory. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Give him praise for the amazing power and miraculous power of God. To God be the glory, and we seal your blessing with the blood of Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus. Jesus does the miracles. Nobody but Jesus. Thank you for joining us on this Piercing Darkness Show live broadcast. I'm coming to you live. For all of you that joining me online, television, radio, internet, whatever you may be, if you can hear me on the radio, to God be the glory for these amazing testimonies. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. 561-337-9018. We have a guest speaker coming in. We're going to interview him on our radio. He's going to be speaking in our church. Jim Sinaro has traveled around the world ministering the gospel. And most of you, if you have attended Pastor Benny's crusade, you've seen him lead worship, I mean, direct choir, minister. And also he has his own ministry travels. And he's a blessing. He's going to be speaking to us for both services. God uses him in healing. So he's going to be a blessing to the house and to the region. 561-337-908. Also, we have camp. We have camp with Sun Springs. That's where we're taking the youth. July the 1st through the 6th. So if you want to send your youth, your kids to camp, just call our ministry line, and our team will be able to give you the information on what you can do to enroll your child into the program for 1 week. And it's gonna be an amazing time to travel with our team, with our youth, to go to this camp, and they're gonna have a wonderful time, and they're gonna come back on fire for God. Fire for Jesus, because Jesus is Lord, and he wants to move in the life of your children so they can be ready. By the time they go back to college, to high school, whatever they go to school, they will be fired up, because the move of God is spreading. 561-337-9018. We give God praise for these testimonies, what God is doing. Jesus is Lord. Miracle. miracles still happen. 561-337-9018. Nothing is impossible when we believe.
The devil is mad because you and your family shall serve God all the days of your life. You shall never serve voodoo, but you shall serve God all the days of your life.
Satan raye ou paske ou menm avèk fami ou nou dwe servi bon Dje pou tout rest.
Look at my neighbor. The name of Jesus is above.
See, the sound you hear going on right there, it's a voodoo altar that just been destroyed. This woman gave her life to Jesus, and she renounced the voodoo. I tried to bring the entire altar, so she brought the entire altar of voodoo, and I destroyed it in front of thousands of people. And we broke everything, the parts, the pictures, the stick, all the entire altar was destroyed in front of people. Jesus, Lord, and we banned it. We give God praise for that. Spiritually, it was mesmerized and paralyzed. You see, some of you that have been tormented by witchcraft and you're afraid of witches and wizards, you don't understand the power of God is more powerful than the devil. It's not just in words, but the reality. You don't know what the blood covenant is. I'm going to be teaching a powerful message today. So those testimonies, we give God glory, because God not only heals, He delivers people from witchcraft. If you're being oppressed and tormented by voodoo powers, may the Lord deliver you today in Jesus' name. 561-337-9018. Prayer moves evil mountains. Prayer moves witchcraft thrones. Some of you, not only do you have an altar, you have a throne of witchcraft tormenting you, and nothing is moving forward. Whatever you're doing is falling apart. The witches are surrounded you. God can deliver you. Come to one of our crusades and see the hand of God move and swiftly change your life to the glory of God. 561-337-9018. Once again, we're going to bring a guest on here to talk about his ministry and what God is doing in his life. And he's going to be speaking at our church on the 9th of this month, June. I'm excited about it for both services, morning and night. So we want to, that's Jim Sonaro. I also want to remind you that we have camp that's coming up on the 1st of July through the 6th. If you're interested to send your youth to come to this camp, just contact us. We'll give you information. It's going to be in Sand Springs, beautiful campsite for entire week, seeking God, and it'll be a blessing. There's a fee to attend the camp, and it involves food, transportation, and accommodation. So just call, and the information will be given to you, or go to our website, 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord. We give God praise for what He did last week. Miracles still happen. A young lady came and testified when I gave her a prophetic word in last year. God was going to bless her with a promotion and also give her financial breakthrough. So she saw the fast fruit and believed God for breakthrough to come. And the Lord moved in a situation whereby she got a bonus of a big check because she had car problems and she lost her car. So at a job, God gave a favor when her boss gave her a check of about $20,000. I saw the check. Was about $20,000, $19,000 something, and gave her a debt-free car. She went and paid for the car. The check was written out of the car dealer, and she went and got the car. and she's driving a debt-free car. That's a miracle from the Lord. Prophetic word came to pass. So some things like that God will do for you when you believe and receive the word. When the word is spoken over your life prophetically, that this testimony encourages you. God is no respecter of persons, and God does not discriminate. He wants to bless you too, but you have to believe, and also you have to understand what it means to sow, to give. Because when a prophetic word is spoken, that's the best time to sow a seed, because you activate the manifestation, because you're putting your faith in action. True prophetic word, you have to understand the difference between a true prophetic word and the manipulation. So the true prophetic word it comes to bring glory to God. You have to trust God, to depend on God to bring it to pass. In Jesus' name, nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible when we believe. 561-337-9018. You're gonna have a testimony too. Stay tuned.
God will respond to your cry. It is a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
October, I had a fracture that they couldn't find. X-rays wouldn't show it. And then I also had polymyalgia that hit me, and it did affect my joints and my muscles and my bones. And the doctors were saying for my feet they were full of neuropathy. And things that keeps me from walking. He said he couldn't help me anymore.
And it couldn't help you no more. Now you're walking. What did Jesus do for you?
Well, I couldn't even stand like I'm standing now. And it feels like it's just supporting me. I'm just thanking the Lord because I know he touched me. He told me he was going to heal me anyway.
Hallelujah.
She said he touched me. I know he's going to heal me anyway.
To God be the glory. Jesus is Lord. 561-337-908. The woman came with severe pain. She had a walker, and she couldn't walk without it. And the Lord instantly healed her, and all the pain left. To God be the glory. 561-337-9018. We want to remind you that prayer is free. You don't pay for prayer; it's free. But you have to believe to receive. And when you come to these services and special events we have, it's free admission. Just come ready to receive your miracle. Nothing is impossible. We saw what God did last week at the crusade, the miracle night. It was a miracle night, amazing. And also we saw what God did in our crusade in Georgia, also in South Carolina, and also at the Crab Center last year. So this year we're going to be having another crusade. Mighty miracles are going to happen. You see, the power of God has to be demonstrated, because in these last days, when I said the last days, I mean, you see, there were things happening. Jesus is moving, and the enemy is doing a lot of evil, and the wickedness is on a rampant. People have become so much disconnected with the reality. They're not becoming like computers and robots, like animals. The gospel of truth must be preached, because the truth is released through love, and that's what we do. On this show and in our services is lift up Jesus, because Jesus said, if I am lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. So he wants to draw men unto himself, but he has to be lifted up, and that's what we do. So we want to stand with you in prayer. We have a prayer line where you can call 561-337-9018. Call the prayer line and we will pray with you and stand in faith, and just give us your prayer request so we can stand with you. You can also go to our website and you can submit your prayer request on our website. We also have social media. You can connect with us on Facebook. And just type in Apostle Ronald Sally under Facebook, you'll find me. You can also connect with us on Periscope. That's another nice app. You can be able to connect with us. We also have we have Instagram, we have YouTube. But if you want to inbox us your progress, go ahead on Facebook and send it. Or go to our website, just type in powerevangelism.net and submit your progress. And we'll stand with you in prayer. 561-337-9008. God be the glory for
you're about to witness an awesome creative miracle. This couple came to the man of God in desperate need. Their wife is pregnant with their first child, and the doctor's report stated, your child will be born crippled for life. The man of God, Apostle Solly, prayed and prophesied total health, total restoration, and canceling the negative report.
Let your angel be released from the throne room and cause the brain to grow as it's supposed to grow. Cause every bone to grow. Cause every organ to line up supernaturally. The Creator is never going to sleep. You're the one that created your daughter. You gave her this beautiful bone in a womb. I decree and I declare that in the name of Jesus, the child will become normal.
When I was 35 weeks pregnant, the doctors told me that my son was not growing in my womb. He was going to be retarded. His limbs were not growing. He wasn't compared to other newborns because he wasn't growing. I don't know what happened, but he was lacking nutrition and oxygen in my stomach. So God just surprised me, because when he came out, he was yelling, he was screaming, he was moving. Even after every test they did on him in the hospital, he passed every single one, and I give God praise for that.
Listen to this. You had the husband testify, now you had his wife testify.
To God be the glory for that supernatural miracle that happened, where the child was born within 7 days after a prophetic word was released on the mother and the child in the womb. A creative miracle took place, and every disability was terminated, and the Lord made sure that the child is born no more. We give God glory for it's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. 561-337-9008. We have a guest coming on. It's going to be coming on shortly here. We're going to bring him on air. Jim Sedaro. He's traveled millions of miles around the world preaching the gospel, and he's going to be our guest ministering this Sunday morning and Saturday night. He's going to minister and also pray for those that are in need. Jesus is Lord. 561-337-9008. We have a testimony. We're going to give God glory for all this. We give God glory for all those press reports, creative miracles. Jesus is the healer. You're on the right dial. Don't touch this dial. Stay tuned as we prepare to bring you a guest very soon and bring you, and I'm going to share a powerful message to increase your faith. I'll be back after this message.
Hallelujah!
God will respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
After you, he's working through every avenue and strategy to protect you, to restore you. Even if you backslid, you're about to come back home. All the prodigals are coming back to church. You missed the place to clap to Jesus.
Of course, the Lord is working behind the scenes. So how is he going to do it? It begins by our intercession and prayer. When we pray, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God's angels are released into battle. So the Lord begins to do his will, working through us. Like I said the other day, heaven and earth.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Yes, this is Piercing Darkness Show. We lift up Jesus on this show with the light. The Bible says, Jesus is the Savior of mankind. And the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved is the power of God. And you're tuning into a show that exposes the enemy. Lift up Jesus by the light of the gospel. You have opportunity to receive eternal life and be born again. I'm about to introduce to you a friend of mine that I've known for many years. He's very humble and God used him powerfully. He's traveled millions of miles around the world preaching the gospel. So we're going to interview him and he's going to tell us about himself and his ministry. And he's going to be speaking at our church on June the 9th, morning service and night service. So he has a busy schedule. So we're able to catch up with him right now. And I'm going to ask you to stay tuned as we receive Pastor Jameson Arrow all the way from Austin, Texas. Welcome. Welcome, Pastor Jim.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Apostle Sally. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing you, but I am blessed to be with you for this radio broadcast.
Thank you so much for taking time to join us. I know you're busy, but we're happy that you're able to join us. And we want to ask you a few questions because you're coming to be with us. On the 9th of June, we're so excited that you're coming back to be with us because the people in our church really love you a lot. I love you, and you're such a blessing to the body of Christ here. I want you to share with us about your ministry, how you began, and everything that you can share so people that can hear you on the radio that have never had you minister can get to know you.
Well, first of all, thank you, Apostle Sally. I consider you a very special friend as well, and the people of your church have always received me with such warmth, and it is kind of like coming home when I come there, and so I always look forward to it greatly, and I believe that the Lord is going to minister and visit us in a great way in the meetings, and we're going to see the power and the presence of the Lord demonstrated in the services in a powerful way. So I first wanted to say that, and you have always been so very supportive and encouraging of my ministry. When I first stepped out into ministry in this new season of ministry, you were the first one, pretty much one of the first ones, who invited me to your pulpit, and you supported the vision that the Lord had given me, and I appreciate that so very, very much. I had been in ministry for many, many years, and most prominently known from my association for 22 years with Pastor Benny Hinn, who's a healing evangelist and known around the world, and a mighty man of God. And I had worked as his worship leader and minister of music for many, many years, although prior to my joining his ministry, I had been called to preach at a very young age of 12. And because I have the musical gifts and the worship gift in me, that opened up the door. The Bible says the gift in you will open up, make room for itself for you in ministry. And so it did, even with the association with Pastor Benny Hinn, and time would prohibit us from telling all that transpired in those 22 years, but while that was going on, there was still a hungering and yearning in me to preach the word and to be used in the gifts in my own right. And I had prayed the prayer of Jabez. I'm sure many of your listeners today will be familiar with it in 1 Chronicles 4:10, where he said, "Oh, that you would bless me." And then he said that you would enlarge my territory, yes, and my coast. And then he says that your hand would be upon me and that you would keep me from evil. And I prayed that prayer very simply in a time of fasting and prayer in 2003.
Yes.
And if you pray that prayer, you better expect God to do some things in your life, you know. And I began to see a change started happening into me, and took a period of time for it to come to fruition. But in 2010, I heard him clearly speak to me and say, step out into this new season and start exercising the new giftings that I've put inside of you, and also to believe him for miracles to be manifested in my ministry. And that's exactly what happened. And as I alluded to before, you were one of the ones that encouraged me along that process. And I've seen amazing things happen in the last 10 years since then. Too many miracles to account, and tremendous anointing that has accompanied it. And so I just praise God for it.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're so excited that you believe in miracles and God is using you powerfully. You traveled to different nations. You've been to all over the world, Africa, South America. And what do you see when you go to these other parts of the world? How do people open to receiving the power of God? Can you share briefly about that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I am always blessed. Seems like certain countries, it's happening all over the world, but certain, there's pockets of people that are just so hungry for the fire of God, the anointing of the Spirit, and want, they're open to the move of the Holy Spirit and are believing God for the greater things that the Lord said we would do in His name. When you get in that kind of an environment, as you well know, as an apostle, as a preacher, it just siphons the anointing out of you. You know what I mean? And you begin to flow and operate in the gifts. When people put a demand on the anointing that's on your life, it just begins to flow. And it's just outstanding to see what God does. And there's such a hunger for the power and the presence of God in many of these countries. I was in Brazil earlier this year, and there's a Portuguese word. They speak Portuguese in Brazil, and the word for fire is fogo, and they want the fogo of God. They want the fire, and it is just amazing to see the hunger and see what God does and see them come to salvation as well. So, yes, I've seen miracles on just about every continent, and been blessed to be a part of it, both in Pastor Benny's ministry and in my own ministry. And I just believe that the acts of the apostles are still going on today, and that we are still to operate in the same gifts of the Holy Spirit and ask the Lord to use us. And when we do, He'll reward us with that, and He'll use us for His glory.
That's very powerful. And also, you wrote a book. Can you tell us about your book, the powerful book?
Yes, it's called The Blessing.
This
is your time. The Blessing, of course, referring to the blessing of Abraham, which the scripture clearly tells us is the promise of the Spirit through faith in Galatians chapter 3, verse 14. Most of us are familiar with the blessing that was on Abraham in many ways. He prospered financially and materially, and in many ways the favor of God was on him. But that's not all of what the blessing entails. The blessing, according to Galatians 3, is the same breath of the Holy Spirit that breathed onto Abraham, causing the miracle of the birth of Isaac to take place when he was about 100 years old, is the same breath of the Holy Spirit that is breathing in you and I as believers. When we accept Jesus Christ, the Bible says in Galatians 3 that those that are of faith, in other words, of faith in Christ, the same are the children of Abraham, the Bible says. So that means that the same blessing, the promise of the Spirit that was on his life, that quickened his body, that quickened his life, is still breathing and in us as the children of Abraham today. And that blessing continues, and it can cause miracles to happen if we'll let it.
Amen. That's very powerful. Praise the Lord. We're excited about what God is doing in your life, and we expect that you're coming to be with us next week. And we know you have a wonderful ministry, and uh, Can you pray with our listeners right now? There are people that are, can hear you right now. This show goes all over, even across to Bahamas, and people around the world are listening to you right now. Can you go ahead and minister to them, please?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let me extend a greeting to all of those listeners that listen to your program. Yes. And I pray that even if you can't be there in person next week, that the Holy Spirit will just minister through the airwaves to you right there, wherever you are. And Father, right now we pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
that same blessing of Abraham, the promise of the Holy Spirit, will breathe into the hearts and lives of every believer, every person listening to this broadcast today. May it quicken them. May it make them alive by the power of your Holy Spirit. May it bring new life to the dead areas of their heart spiritually, Lord, and cause a revival and a burning of your Spirit and the fire of God in their hearts. May it quicken their bodies. If anyone needs a healing in their body today, Lord, we thank you that your word says that with your stripes we are healed,
yes.
Lord. And you said in Exodus 15:26, you are the God that heals us, Lord. So we just speak healing. We agree with your word, Lord. And your word says, if any two agree as touching a matter, it shall be done, in Matthew 18:19. So we agree right now with them for healing. Right now, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Just call those things which are not as though they were. We believe for healing of heart disease and cancers to be healed, and sugar diabetes and multiple sclerosis, Lord,
yes.
God, and Parkinson's disease to be healed in Jesus' name, Lord. Arthritis goes in your mighty name right now. I just feel the anointing of your Spirit as the word of knowledge is flowing, that people are with a blindness, blinded eyes are being opened, and deaf ears are opened in the name of Jesus. And those that have been someone with a bowel disease, urinary plus bowel disease, in the name of Jesus, be healed right
yes.
now, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to astound the doctors, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. And before you go, Pastor Jim, could you tell people how they can get a hold of you, can give them your website, because some people want to get your book?
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Apostle.
Yes.
They can go to two different places. They can go to my website, which is www.jim.jim, and then it follows my last name, Cernero. No space between Cernero, Cernero.org, jimcernero.org. Or they can go to facebook.com/jimcernero, no space between Jim and Cernero. And then they can inquire about the book there. And of course,
amen. Praise the Lord. You had that, we lost the signal. Yes. That was Pastor Jim Cernero. He's going to be with us next week. And we thank God for that powerful interview. And you heard how God is using powerfully travels around the world, preaching the gospel. And he's going to be a guest for both morning and night service. It's going to be powerful. And he ministered and prayed, he called a word of knowledge for some bowel movement and urinary. You're healed in Jesus' name. Claim that healing and take it now in Jesus' mighty name. We thank God for what he has done. Is Pastor Jim still there? Look like the call dropped. I can't hear him. Praise the Lord. Look like the call dropped. Yes, so you'll be joining us. He's going to be with us this coming weekend, June the 9th, next week. We thank God for what he did through, we thank God for what God has done through Pastor Jim and his ministry. He pastors a church in Austin, Texas. And we give God praise for that. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible when you believe. Get ready for the word. I'm going to be sharing the word briefly here. Prepare for that. Get your Bibles. And I'll be back after this message. Jesus is Lord. Nothing is impossible with him. 561-337-9018.
Hallelujah.
God will respond to your cry. It is a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
Says a powerful word. In verse 11, Psalm 51, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. What brings the reality of Jesus in our lives is the Holy
Spirit. Amen, amen, hallelujah. This is Apostle Sally coming to you live from the studio. Get your Bibles. We're going to turn to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. Matter of fact, let me make sure that I want to remind you that we have a website called twonightsofmiracle.com. That's where you're going to go to get information about our crusade at September the 13th and the 14th. And that's where it's going to be held. It's going to be so powerful. And we give God glory for what he's going to be doing in this crusade. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. What God is doing is super amazing. And I'm excited about what God has been doing in power evangelism and the souls that have been saved. We give God glory. 1 Samuel chapter 17, look at verse 3. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Thank you for joining me, all of you. It's an amazing thing to be in the presence of God and to be where the Spirit of God is moving. And as I prepare to share the word, believe that God is going to encourage you to take this word very seriously, because you need it. It's going to empower you to go to the next level of faith in Jesus' name, because nothing is impossible with the Lord. All you have to do is to believe. So we're going to study the victory that God gave the children of Israel when they were battling against Goliath. They were battling against Goliath, and we're going to deal with that. 1 Samuel chapter 17, I'm going to read from verse 4. Now what we see here, thank you Jesus, and there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, and he had a helmet of brass upon his head. He was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. Now we see that this giant was really prepared to do some harm and some damage. And it goes on to say in verse 6, and he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. Verse 7, and the staff of the spear was like a weaver's beam, and the spear had weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. He stood and cried out to the armies of Israel, verse 8, and said unto them, why are you come out and set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine? And you servants of Saul, choose your man for you, and let him come down to me. If he able to fight with me and to kill me, then we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then ye be our servants and servants. Father, bless this word in Jesus' name. The devil is a liar. What the Lord is teaching you today is that your giant and the army that you're facing is more experienced, more organized and determined. But it is something that you have to be aware of in your heart, that this battle is not the battle that you're going to win in your strength. So a few days ago, as I was ministering on my Periscope, God gave me a revelation, and I really want to go into this revelation. Thank you all for joining me. The revelation has to do with how you deal with these elements of evil, dark powers that are coming against you. And as I studied the scripture, God began to show me what Goliath has done is so bad, and it's constantly ringing in your ear. And the enemy is trying to use that to amplify the opposition to take you out. So when you look at what Goliath has done and you begin to deal with that in your mind, then you wonder, how am I going to win this battle? So how am I going to deal with this? So we see that Goliath was experienced, was mega, and was determined to block or to hinder the people of God in what God was calling them to do. So how was David going to destroy Goliath? Because now Saul could not do it. Saul failed. Saul, in his experience and his men, if you continue to read the scripture, they did not move Goliath even an inch, because he asked for someone to come and fight him. He put a challenge out there for one person to come and deal with him, but nobody was willing to come and fight him. So he was constantly battling this evil entity that had put itself there, this giant, to oppose, to hinder the people of God. This is the word I'm going to tell you. It's going to shock you. Experience could not stop the giant. Goliath was not destroyed because of experience. Battles were raging on, and the enemy accumulated his intimidation and strategy by getting them to focus on the experience. So he said, hey, give me one man that I can battle him. If I beat him, we serve you. I mean, if I beat him, you serve us. If you beat him, if he beat me, you know, we're going to serve you. The enemy wanted to draw the attention of Israel. Rely on experience. Rely on experience. What killed Goliath was not experience, but revelation. You need to understand very clearly that the battles you're facing now, they have gained what I call the maximization of warfare. When the enemy begins to attack you from the position of experience, he's out experienced than you. He has more experience than you because he's been doing this for thousands of years. And you don't understand that your experience cannot deal with giants. You cannot rely on your experience to deal with giants. In this given situation, what we see here in verse 24, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid. Verse 25. Because he's a champion. Nobody wants to face him. Saul was experienced. The brothers of David had experience. They were fighters. They had weapons. But they could not face the giant. Giants are not moved by experience. Giants are not moved by multitudes of opinion. Giants are not moved by who is on your side. Giants are moved by the revelation given by God. Now, you have to understand that David had an experience with God. David was a man after God's own heart. David had weaknesses, but he was humble. You have to understand, for God said, this is a man after my own heart. He spent time with him. This is a man who dwelt in God's presence. So he had revelation knowledge. God spoke to me, and I'm going to put this in my book. The giant killer is the revelation. You don't understand that very clearly. Now, you have giants in your life. You're dealing with the debt. You're dealing with evil. And you're dealing with all this stuff that is going on in your life. And you don't know, how am I going to be able to address these bandages that are erupting in my life? Now, if you look at verse 26, and David spoke to the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine to defy the armies of God? The anointing will not tolerate defilement. And that's why you have to understand that when you have the gifts of the Spirit, now this is for those that are believers, and sin comes, you will not be at peace with sin. You're going to repent. Number two, you will never be at peace with pride, because pride goes before fall. The presence of God is maintained by constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Very important for you to understand. Now, I'm not going to go so deeper in that area, but I'm going to try to address the giants you're dealing with. First of all, you understand that David, when he saw the Philistine, the Goliath giant, he was stirred up. The anointing gets stirred up. The warfare switched to the next level, because he was able to see that this demon that was on this man was releasing defilement on the people. They could not fight. The will to fight, that's the anointing. The zeal of the Lord, that's the anointing. You can't have a passion for God unless the anointing. Some of you are battle weary. You're really frustrated because you've been praying and fasting, and you want to see a breakthrough, and it has not manifested. So now you're dealing with the weariness, because you're dealing with a giant. A giant doesn't respond to regular fire power. The giant responds to revelation knowledge. Now you understand that the Bible says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So if you're addressing these giants in your life, and you're relying on your understanding, and you're relying on human, to your human understanding to figure out what you're dealing with and how you can be able to address it and overcome it, that's where the discouragement comes from. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Number two, revelation knowledge. Now we understand how revelation knowledge comes. This revelation knowledge is unleashed by the Spirit of God when you're in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He will give you an answer. He will give you a revelation, an insight, God-given insight. Now, if you see here, the people, if I'm going to read verse 29, and David said, what have I now done? Is there not a curse? Verse 30, and he turned from him toward another and spoke after the same manner, and the people answered him, and again, and after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spoke, they rehearsed them before Saul, and they sent for him. David is now wanting to deal with the Philistine, but the brothers are intimidating him. You see, the opinion will give you every reason why you should not fight. People's opinion will give you a reason why to fear, to be afraid. People's opinion is going to give you every reason why you should not fast and pray. Why are you praying? Why are you fasting? Do something about it. Giants don't respond to physical strength. Giants respond to revelation. This giant was not going to be moved by the armor of Saul. He tried it on. It could not work. They're just not going to move because of Saul's armor. They're not going to move because of anything that is out there that you're trying to throw at them. What's going to move them is the presence of God. You need the shield of faith. You need the wall of fire around you. You need God's protection. You need God's intervention. How do you receive God's intervention? How do you receive God's intervention in the body you're dealing with? It comes through revelation knowledge. So the revelation knowledge given to you by the Holy Spirit will activate the shield. Now, if you look at verse 50, the Bible say, I'm going to read verse 49. Let me read from verse 48. And it came to pass when the Philistine rose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened, ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it, smote the Philistine into his forehead, and the stone sunk into his forehead, and it fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine and a sling with a stone, and smote the Philistine, slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran, stood upon the Philistine, took the sword, drew it of the sheath thereof, and slew him, cut off his head therewith. And the Philistine saw the champion was dead, they fled. Now what you don't understand is that David was under the anointing, the boldness to deal with the giant, the revelation, because God was with him. You need God in this battle. You need God in this battle. If you look at verse 45 and verse 46, briefly before I run out of time here, David addressed him under the anointing. But if you look at verse 43, the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cast David by his gods. The spiritual realm was driving the Philistine to come against Israel, and it kept them in bondage for all those days until David came. Here's the revelation. David answered him, thou comest to me with a sword. David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord. I come to thee in the name of the Lord. See how powerful that is? In the name of what? But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts and the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This was not the battle of David. was the battle of the Lord. The revelation he had of God. Giants block your vision. Giants block your perception. Giants block your revelation, your awareness of who God is. They try to strip you of that revelation. But if you maintain it like David, you will see God. So David did not face the giant in his strength. It was the Lord that was with David that defeated the demons on the giant. And David could see the Lord. Saul could not see him. The armies of Saul could not see the Lord. But David could. He maintained constant fellowship. His brothers could not. Don't let the weariness of battle, and don't let the religious devils and the reasoning of human capacity and understanding clog your perception of who God is. Stop letting self-pity and dejection, frustrations become your song. Build that relationship with the Lord. Draw your strength from the Lord. This is the Lord's battle, not your battle. Stop relying on human beings. I'll lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Creator of heaven and earth. People will disappoint you. They'll break your heart. They'll forget about you. They won't be able to help you when you're dealing with these demons, those giants you're facing in your life. It's the anointing, the revelation that will dethrone them. I believe you're blessed by this show. I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, "Oh Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent, renounce my sin, remove my name from the book of death, write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my Lord and Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name." If you receive Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. I'm going to pray a prayer of faith that those of you that are dealing with giants today will stop worshiping those giants, meditating on them, and even giving them attention. But let God speak. Once God has spoken, case closed. Victory is guaranteed. I decree and I declare that everyone that is dealing with giants in your life, you will see God in his goodness and greatness and stop worshiping or worrying about his giants. But you trust God to deliver you in Jesus' mighty name. This is Piercing Darkness with Apostle. We come to you every Saturday at the same time, and you're going to be blessed every time you tune in this broadcast. So mark that in your calendar, set a reminder. You can like us on Facebook, Periscope, and Twitter. I also have a TV show that comes to you in this region, for those of you in this area, all the way from Melbourne into Miami, as far as we can hear the sound of my voice. We are on channel 50, channel 65 and channel 13, and also 436 HD on Xfinity and channel 12 on Hotwire. You can watch my show every Sunday at 5 o'clock and see the power of God, the miracles with the glory of God. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible. This is Piercing Darkness. We come to you every week at the same time. So go to our website, pyevangelium.net, and don't forget we have Jim Sinaro coming to be with us next week, June the 9th. Both services, 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. Amazing services. God bless you, and I'll be back next week to bring you an exciting broadcast. Remember, revelation is what defeated the giants, not experience. God bless you. This is Apostle Sally, 561-337-9018, 561-337-9018, or go to pyevangelism.net. The best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.